Thanks for downloading this episode of Leadership Bites with Pastor Brian Dahlman. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy, you know, I was a youth pastor for a long time.
Yes.
I think...
How many years?
I think 15. I think I did youth ministry for 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, watched a lot of young people come through and grow up and now be adults in their life doing their thing. Mm-hmm. And some observation that I've had about people in those years of like high school and college is that it's really a time in your life when you kind of are trying new things, willing to experiment, willing to learn, grow, stretch, kind of stretch your boundaries, try things that maybe you don't know if you're good at or not, but willing to risk it, you know?
Sure.
Stuff like, I mean, that's the time when you play sports, maybe, you know, try out for a team and see how that goes. Or in youth ministry, I'd see a lot of times young people stepping up into leadership and being willing to try different things, you know, stand up on a platform with a microphone and speak. That's
right.
That's a big risk for people. It's like most people's number one fear.
Yeah.
You know? And then what I also noticed is that slow decline as you kind of settle into a life, like get married, start having kids, yeah, responsibilities, got to pay the bills, you know, there's work and
sure.
And it's interesting, though, how that sort of stretching, trying, learning, growing slowly fades away. And just I think it's kind of a sad thing.
Like, can't be as risky.
Yeah, yeah. The risk is gone. And it's like the story just gets boring. You know, there's stories being written when you are in high school, when you're in college. And sometimes I feel like we just spend the rest of our lives reflecting back, telling those same stories about when I was that age, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that. I want to keep writing a better story. I was reading something from Donald Miller this week, and he said, if you watched a movie about a guy who wanted a Volvo and worked for years to get it, you wouldn't cry at the end when he drove off the lot testing the windshield wipers. You wouldn't tell your friends you saw a beautiful movie or go home and put a record on to think about the story you'd seen. The truth is, you wouldn't remember the movie a week later, except you'd feel robbed and want your money back. Nobody cries at the end of a movie about a guy who wants a Volvo. I think this is when most people give up on their stories. They come out of college wanting to change the world, wanting to get married, wanting to have kids, wanting to change the way people buy office supplies. But then they get into the middle and discover it was harder than they thought. They can't see the distant shore anymore, and they wonder if their paddling is moving them forward or not. Kind of an interesting, you know, thought about getting into the middle of the story and realizing it's harder than you thought, slower progress, whatever. And I don't know, just reading that, thinking about this for me, it makes me want to keep dreaming and make sure that I am risking and trying new things, stretching, being willing to be stretched, and hopefully working on writing a better story.
Yeah.
The kind of the end of the thing I read from Donald Miller, he said, people get stuck thinking they are one kind of person, but they aren't. The human body essentially recreates itself every 6 months. Nearly every cell of hair and skin and bone dies, and another is directed to its former place. You are not who you were in February.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Pretty cool. That's a cool thought.
Yeah. We can keep writing a better story because, I mean, our bodies are actually doing the same thing, kind of recreating themselves. And, we shape our futures by the things that we're doing today, the choices that we're making. And I just want to, myself and maybe the people around me, kind of challenge myself, my friends, my family, to keep working at writing a better story.
Make sure to check back next week for another installment of Leadership Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dahlman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.